Welcome to the Skeptic's Guide to Emergency Medicine. Meet him, greet him, treat him, and street him. Today's date is January 7th, 2015, and I am your skeptical host, Ken Milne. The title of today's podcast is Happy. This is an SGEM Extra. Rather than being my usual skeptical self, I'm going to be happy. Why am I so happy? Is it to wish all the SGEM listeners Happy New Year's? Well, sure. Happy New Year's, everyone. But what I really want to do is make a happy announcement. The announcement is I've joined the new Emergency Medicine Abstract, or EMA, team. For those of you not familiar with EMA, they have been producing EM education for over 30 years. EMA has been trying to cut that KT window, that knowledge translation window, down by disseminating critically appraised literature before there was even an internet. Dr. Richard Bucata started EMA back in the 1970s. He was subsequently joined by Dr. Jerome Hoffman, and the two of them became the voices of EM medical education. Their audio product quickly became known as the Rick and Jerry Show. I am one of the EM physicians that these two giants have helped train. I'm a better doctor who provides better care to patients because of listening to Rick and Jerry over the years. They each bring a unique perspective and style to the literature. Rick was the frontline, hardworking emergency physician. He could easily put complex research into an easily understandable and digestible form. Rick had the gift of being able to translate how the literature could be applied in the real world. Now, Jerry, on the other hand, taught me to be skeptical of anything I read. He had a laser focus on the methods section, limitations of studies, and conflicts of interest. Jerry was teaching and talking about overdiagnosing, overtesting, and overtreating before anyone mentioned the term choosing wisely. Now, I grew up when The Muppet Show was popular on TV. Years later, when I started listening to EMA, it brought back fond memories. Rick and Jerry reminded me of the two men sitting in the balcony commenting on the program. Stadler and Wardolf were their names, and they would combine sharp wit with their editorial comments. They seemed just like Rick and Jerry were able to pick out the essential take-home points about each article while always finding that balance between education and entertainment. There's a very cool quote from Marshall McLuhan who said, "Anyone who tries to make a distinction between education and entertainment doesn't know the first thing about either. Rick and Jerry have found that balance every month. Their chemistry was phenomenal, and you could hear it come across month after month." Emergency Medicine Abstracts is one of the main reasons I got involved in medical education. I am happy, humbled, and honored to join the new EMA team. What an opportunity to work with the Lennon and McCartney of emergency medicine education. It's a cliche only because it's true. I am going to be standing on the shoulders of giants. But don't panic. If you are a longtime subscriber to EMA, you will still get your monthly dose of Rick and Jerry. There will be no going into withdrawal, or what could be called DA, Delirium Extractium. Dr. Bucata will be doing a monthly interview with a leader in emergency medicine. They may be a researcher, administrator, or an opinion leader. It will be a chance to hear from the voices of people who have changed or are changing emergency medicine through their work. Dr. Hoffman will also have a monthly section where he brings his unique style, approach, and opinions we have all come to expect and appreciate from Jerry. I'm affectionately calling this the Andy Rooney segment of the show. Jerry will give a critical and skeptical view of a recent topic of interest. Something like big pharma, lack of methods in research, overtesting, overdiagnosing, and overtreating. You get the idea. So you're not going to be losing Rick and Jerry, but let's talk about the new EMA format and what it's going to look like. The new EMA consists of three fantastic teams to review the literature. Each team has two outstanding physicians who are amazing communicators and educators. There will be a slight change to the format with the addition of a moderator. The moderator will provide some continuity between the three teams. I will be moderating two of the teams, and Jerry will be moderating the third team. I like to think of the EMA format change sort of like the change that took place at The Tonight Show. The great concept of EMA will continue in a way that it has made it so successful for decades. There will be 30 abstracts reviewed and commented on each month. But just like The Tonight Show, there will be a new host sitting in the chair. So in essence, I'll be acting like Jimmy Fallon. My job will be to moderate these talented abstractors, move the show along, and keep it fresh and entertaining, while still being skeptical. The first team is from the East Coast, consisting of Dr. Rob Rogers and Dr. Anand Swaminathan. Rob runs the iTeach EM blog and podcast, and is the director of the teaching course. He also started an educational think tank with his friend and colleague, Dr. Salim Razai, called the Teaching Institution. It is flipping the world of medical education. Rob is a powerful force in the world of medical education and is known as Darth Educator. Some would say Rob joining the new EMA team is an awakening. Have you felt it? The other superstar on the East Coast team is Dr. Anand Swaminathan, or EM Swami. He is the assistant director for the Bellevue program out of New York City. He's a young, smart, energetic doctor and part of the EM Lyceum team. EM Lyceum was started by a group of emergency physicians at Bellevue Hospital, whose goal is to encourage academic debate, discuss nuances of clinical practice, and encourage learning in a non-intimidating, enjoyable fashion. Swami has a voice made for medical education. If you've heard him on any of the SGEM Classic papers with me over the last 2 years, you know what I'm talking about. These classic episodes have become some of the most popular and downloaded episodes on the SGEM. Combining Swami's youth and talent with Rob's clinical expertise and teaching experience is going to make the East Coast team a powerhouse of emergency medical education. Now, the West Coast team consists of two people from California, and it is also a fantastic and a little cocky. There's already been some trash talk by one of the members. This will come to no surprise to anyone who knows Dr. William Mallon. Billy is a professor of clinical emergency medicine at the University of Southern California. He has been with EMA for about 20 years as a faculty on their EM critical care conferences, doing the EM boot camp, and teaching the EM board review course. Billy is a very smart and passionate speaker. You never have to wonder, I wonder what Billy really thinks about this topic. So who in the world could possibly hold their own with such a big, brash, boisterous individual? An alien. No, not an alien. An alien. Dr. Michelle Lin from the hugely successful knowledge translation project Academic Life in Emergency Medicine, or ALEM. Michelle is a social media superstar of medical education. It will be Billy's bravado combined with Michelle's measured approach, with me stuck in the middle. It should make for some amazing education. The third, and perhaps best team, will be coming out of Middle America. Dr. Chris Carpenter from Washington University. Chris is one of the smartest people I have ever met. If you're standing in a room full of people wondering, who's the smartest person in the room? And if Chris is there, oh yeah, you've met him. It's Chris, Captain Cranium. My IQ goes up just by standing near this guy. Chris wrote the book on evidence-based medicine. No, like literally, he wrote the book. It's called Evidence-Based Emergency Care, Diagnostic Testing and Clinical Decision Rules. Chris is also a world expert on geriatric emergency medicine. Now, I will be the other half of this third EMA team. While I've been doing research and teaching for many years, I'm still a frontline ER doc working full-time, mainly out of community and rural hospitals. So Chris will bring the ivory tower view with systematic reviews, propensity scores, likelihood ratios, and I'll be there to help people see the forest plots from the trees and explain how can we really apply this research or literature in the community setting. What happens if you don't have easy access to an MRI or a PET scan? How are you going to manage patients that need to be transferred to tertiary centers? The moderator for our urban-rural divide will be Jerry Hoffman. Now, some listeners may be worried about my commitment to FOMED, Free Open Access to Medical Education. Fear not, SGEM listeners. The SGEM will continue. I will still be doing critical reviews in addition to my EMA role. The goal is still to cut that KT window down from over 10 years to less than 1 year. And did you know that EMA is also part of the FOAM movement? Emergency Medicine Abstracts has been offering their product for years to EMRA members, that's Emergency Medicine Residents Association, and to the Canadian Association of Emergency Physicians Resident Members for free. That's right, free. So if you are an EMRA member or a CAPE resident member, you can get access to EMA. Then, once you graduate and become addicted to this great content, you can subscribe. EMA subscribers get 360 papers reviewed a year by EM experts. But you get more than just the abstracts. Your subscription also gets you a monthly deep dive or essay on a single topic, an interview by Rick Bucata with an EM leader, a lecture recorded from the EM Critical Care Conference, a segment with Jerry Hoffman discussing an important issue, and access to the entire Emergency Medicine Abstract database, which goes all the way back to 1977, with abstracts, essays, lectures, audio files, and more. Your subscription also helps pay it forward to the next generation of EM doctors. You are helping provide this awesome resource to EM residents. Even if you're not working in an academic teaching center, you can help train the future physicians. You can make sure that they have access to the best education possible so that patients are getting the best care. Now you should understand why I am so happy to be part of the new EMA team. But if this blog or podcast has not convinced you of my enthusiasm, then take a look at this happy video that I made of the new EMA team. That's it for now. Remember to be skeptical of anything you learn, even if you heard it on the Skeptic's Guide to Emergency Medicine. Talk to you next week.